What's up, Abundant Babe? I'm so glad you found your way here. You're in the right place for the highest of vibes, the silliest of laughs, and the best of the bunch. All things related to spiritual entrepreneurship and creating holistic success. This is your host, Viola Hug, a coach for women who desire to have it all, alignment, wealth, impact, and joy. Come find me at Viola Hug on Instagram, join my free Abundant Babes group on Facebook, or grab a copy of my best-selling book, You Are an Abundant Babe, on Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. Depending on how long you've been listening to the podcast, we have a familiar name back in the house. And for those of you who don't know her yet, you are in for such a treat. Get ready, because she is one of my all-time favorite people to follow, to watch, to be friends with, to everything. She's such an awesome human. Please welcome back to the podcast, Aislinn Walton.
Yay! Hi, Viola. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you for the epic intro.
Oh my goodness. So I can't wait for this conversation. For those that don't know Aislinn, she's like into spirituality, feminine energy, orgasmic manifestation, like basically creating massive success. She's built like over a $600,000 business, like all this amazingness through pleasure and play and feminine energy, basically. So it's amazing.
Been a wild ride.
Yes. Yeah. And she was actually on the podcast way back on episode 14. And now we're saying this is like over 100 episodes later. So probably a lot has happened since then, eh, Aislinn?
I would say so for both of us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to all of that. Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, for those that don't know you, why don't you kind of like give a little bit more of a personal introduction? And then if you even want to share like what's been going on the past.
Yeah. Thank you. So I help... At this point in my business, a lot of the work that I do is, you know, in my high level coaching, I help female entrepreneurs scale in a way where they're really honoring their bodies, they're honoring their nervous system, they're really honoring, you know, the feminine, the feminine way of really respecting where you're at and not needing to attach to a certain goal to prove that you're worthy. Like, you're worthy now. That's a really big part of my business. And then in my group programs and, more of my, just my smaller courses, I take people through sort of this smaller components of that, whether that is spirituality, sexuality, orgasmic energy, and then also like the strategy parts of building a business, which are, you know, it's all a blend. Like, I think feminine energy and masculine energy, it's such a, it's just one lens to look at things through. Mm-hmm. But it just really helps to kind of give people a different perspective, a different tool to be able to know themselves better. So that's kind of what I do right now. It's very fun, very successful, very, I think like being an entrepreneur, we just learn how to, we just learn more and more about who we are as we go. And that's the part of entrepreneurship that's like wild, just wild.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. And I love the work that you do, because it's like, it so resonates with my vibe as well, because it's like, it's this kind of idea that we get to have it all, and we get to utilize everything that's available to us. You know, we get to utilize this whole concept of spirituality and still be really smart and strategic in our business. And we get to have incredible wealth and be totally like tuned into who we are and love ourselves regardless of that success, you know, like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Regardless. I really love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just this morning I was on a client call and we were talking about how, you know, with self-worth, it's like we put so much of that into the monthly income goal and how many clients we have or how many clients we don't have, or, mm-hmm. you know, how it's going and how it's not going. And it's so fluctuating. Mm-hmm. But when we're in a healthy space of self-worth, then we end up really feeling like it's all going to be fine. We're safe. Yeah. We're worthy. Like, money is not the determining factor in success. I think like how you make the money matters more mm-hmm. than the numbers sometimes.
Totally.
And I love ambition and drive and hustle. Like, I think all of those things are really important. And yeah, it's just, I think there's this whole new paradigm right now, and I'm sure you're probably feeling it, especially, you know, being pregnant and just honoring your body so much. And you always have done that, but like, there's this paradigm of the feminine business coaching space, or just feminine coaches in general, women who are in business, you know, kind of big scope that way. Like, there's just this shift into letting go of any little hidden scarcity tactics mm-hmm. that are still embedded in coaches that have abundant mindsets too. Mm-hmm. It's like so deeply woven. And I think there's a process of just us really being honest with what works and what doesn't work. And is it really in alignment with abundance and honoring our bodies and selves? Or is it because we're still feeling like we have to push and push and push? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And I so resonate with that so deeply because I feel like, I mean, there's always a next level. There's always a deeper alignment and all the things, but it's like, that's been so my journey. And you say like, I've always kind of like been like that, but honestly, like I haven't, I've always had that, like, I've always desired that, but I didn't know how to get it. You know, like, and yeah. for a lot of my mm-hmm. journey, I looked for that outside of myself versus, you know, I'm sure so many of us can relate with. But yeah, pregnancy has been this whole, like, it's been an even deeper level of surrender and letting go and reprogramming. And I'm really feeling it now. It's funny because I'm in my third trimester now and it's getting like nearer to actually having my child Earth side, which I'm just like, it's blowing my mind still. I'm like, what the heck? But, at the same time, it's like, I feel the shift as well. And, this whole conversation of spirituality, although it's always like, that's for as long as I've had my business being such a deep conversation, it's like getting even deeper and I'm feeling like even more of this like feminine flow vibe. And I'm so excited to be chatting more about that with you today.
Let's go there.
I want you to share with the audience a little bit, like what's happened in your business since, I think it must have been like March or April 2018 that we were last on the podcast together.
Time is flying. Time is so interesting. Yeah. It's so bendable. It's weird.
I know. It's been pretty much 2 years since you were last on the podcast. And I know like you're living in a new place now. Like there's obviously like it's been an evolution of your business, but I don't know if there's anything that you kind of feel like compelled to share, like what's been happening in that journey that
Awesome. Thank you. Good question. So Jeff and I are in Las Vegas, and that was a really big like life uproot and up level for us last year.
And we got to visit you.
You guys came to visit. It was amazing. Yeah, we had a great barbecue in the backyard.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, and that was when you were pregnant, but we didn't know yet.
We
got pregnant that weekend.
I got pregnant that weekend, yeah. So
yes. Not taking credit for those vibes, but no, just kidding. People are probably like, what is going on? No. Funny. So lots has happened in the last year. And let's see. So I officially started my business in July of 2017. And the number is like 7717, which is really, that sticks in my head pretty obviously. Mm-hmm. And then in 2019, Jeff and I got this opportunity for him to move here to become a tattoo artist, which has been, he's an amazing artist and he's always had that skill. He's wanted to develop at least. So for a while it was like, I was building my business and I had this massive success so quickly, quote, quote, you know, behind the scenes, like for years, I've been doing a lot of this deep soul work, but it happened because of all of that quite quickly. And then, you know, we had the opportunity for Jeff to follow his dreams too. So we're in this really cool space right now where we're both kind of in these entrepreneurial roles. And for a while there, like he was doing a lot of work that was quite soul draining. And so being in a space where we're both pretty fired up about where we're at in life is fun. And this also brought a whole other level of like adaptations and challenges and like figuring out who we are in this paradigm and in this kind of container. So my business at the point where we had our last podcast, it was building in a way where I was just still really excited. It was almost like, wow, like this is happening. And I think we get to a space also where we end up moving from like the, wow, this is so fun to like, let me create sustainability in this and not necessarily quote, take it more seriously, but honor it for the long term and build it to make it work for you for a long time, you know?
Yes.
And that's a whole different vibe, right? It's very, It's challenging. I think, you know, in terms of the feminine, we kind of step into this, like, you go from the maiden energy of like kind of being naive and new and, you know, still having so much to offer, but then shifting into more of like a CEO role, more of the queen, more where you're holding a lot of energy, a lot of money, a lot of space, a lot of responsibility. And people are like afraid of that, you know?
I feel like if I can like interject in this, it's like, please. I feel like the thing that comes to mind for me so much is like at the beginning, I think we're really still like figuring out like, can I actually do this? Like, and then we're like, oh my gosh, it's happening. And then it's like, holy crap, guys, I'm doing it. Like, you know, it's like this kind of internal vibe of like, you really starting to see yourself making money, and then you see yourself making money doing something you really love and that you're having fun and you're impacting people. And it's all just like this, holy crap, this is actually real. And then there comes this point as well where you realize like those kind of visions that you've had, like when you see like the Wayne Dyers and the Hay House and like all these like really amazing people who are like legends in our world, you know, like these people, it's like they all started somewhere too. But then they decided that, oh, I'm also going to like make a bigger impact with what I'm doing. And I feel like that's kind of the transition vibe where it's suddenly like, oh my God, I can actually do this, to, oh my God, I can literally set this up. So it's like, you know, it's like a different feeling. It's not just like, I'm just playing around with it. I'm not seeing how it's going to go anymore. It's just like, no, I can do this. And there's even more available to me. Let's go.
Right. Right. Like you kind of adapt into this sense of comfort of knowing that you're good at what you're doing.
Yeah.
People are benefiting from your work. It's actually serving people consistently. You know, in the beginning of your business, you launch a program, you're like, I hope people sign up next time. Yeah. You know, like what if I just ran dry and it's never going to work again. And then you launch 20 programs and there's still people coming out of the woodwork to learn from you.
Yeah.
And it's like this safety in your nervous system of being like, you know what? I'm really in this space of trust of knowing that like when I stand in that comfort, in that trust and in that knowing of myself and what my work is doing, like that, those kinds of worries just fall away. So then you can focus on growth. And just, like what you were saying, just kind of getting deeper into the truth of your work. And you never stop learning, for sure. But I think you know, today's the anniversary of your book, or was that yesterday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so exciting. It's like, wow, you wrote a book a year ago, you know, and now here we are, and people are probably still buying the book, and it's still a great idea, and you just get to add on to this repertoire. And this knowledge of like, as long as you're growing, your business will be growing, you know?
And that's like what I've had conversations with Nick. It's like, I used to have a fear of like, what if it falls apart, you know? And I don't have that fear anymore, because even if this particular avenue or this particular program or me as Viola the coach isn't working for me anymore, I am so changed and shifted. I don't see money. I don't see the world. I don't see opportunity the same way that I used to see it. Like it is like impossible to go back, you know, like it's not impossible, but it's like, there's just so, you can create anything when you really shift yourself, you know? And that's, I think, what's so important to remember is like,
Yeah. It's so interesting how, I think that's perfect, because the coaching industry is just one way in which abundance can make its way to you. And, you know, we both experience abundance in different ways. Everyone does. But I think there is just general, like this truth of just almost like muscle memory, you know, of what it feels like to receive $10,000, $30,000, $50,000, like whatever the amount is, it feels like an energetic availability that you have, that whatever you're doing, you'll still be available to receive no matter what avenue it is. Like, you don't have to decide what the avenue is. But yeah, I think like right now my business is expanding. I'm moving into kind of different employees or different kinds of, you know, parts of my team that I get to just kind of, it's just layers and layers and layers that you kind of play with. It, does it work? Does it not work? Okay. If it doesn't work, what happens better? What kind of, you know, what feels better or what feels more aligned in terms of what I actually want. So I think we end up getting a lot more in tune with saying no to what's sort of kind of working, mm-hmm. and holding strong and true to the standard of like, this has to be what I want and I'm not going to feel bad about it. And learning to be a leader in this level is quite interesting. It's like, yeah. I'm realizing that there's so much for me to learn beyond just being the creative part of my business. Now I'm like, okay, well, delegating and helping people and having people rely on me has brought a whole other level of like shadow mm-hmm. work that I have to do. And I don't know if you relate to that, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for sure I've had that up level vibe. Like I don't know if you saw, but like I recently just like, because you know, I've been traveling so much and now we've decided to sort of make Canada more our home base. And so we, incorporated my business here, just the other day, and I got like a trademark and like, I don't know, it's like all these like very real things. And so I'm definitely feeling that transition, but it's also so beautiful to witness like what you're going through. And I think that's like one of the things that I really love about like one, our relationship, but as well, like our relationship with a lot of the people in this world. And I think just what like the idea to me of what feminine, abundant, intuitive business looks like is like this real vibe of like, we can be mutually in awe and respect and, you know, whatever of each other, no matter where we're at, you know, I think there's like this really beautiful vibe yeah. that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a connection, a camaraderie, just yeah. a mutual, yeah. admiration and respect, just like you said, for sure.
I wanted to ask you more about this though, is like, so one of the things that I also am inspired by with you is that you're really doing like what I also like really love doing and believe is possible for everyone, which is this concept that we do get to keep growing and having fun and feeling like aligned in what we're doing the whole way through. Like, you know, because lots of fears and shadow work for me that I've had to work through and I see a lot of my clients go through is like this fear of the plateau, the fear of the kind of like that the responsibility will take the fun away, like this whole thing. And although there's obviously like learning and stuff like that, you've still like been able to create such an impressive impact with your business. And I know for me, at least one of the ways that I look at that, and I know you also talk about this, is like, for me, it's like this, your capacity to be able to handle more and your capacity to be able to elevate and continue to evolve and expand what you're able to hold and to grow into in your life, right? And so I know one of the things you talk about is being able to hold more energy and more money. Can you talk about that a little bit? I'd love to hear your perspectives and any golden nuggets you have to share on that.
Yeah, great question. So this is, you know, a number one fear or shadow or limiting belief, however you want to call it, that I see a lot of my clients experience, and then also myself, as you have too. And it's just this illusion. It's a distortion, you know, like when we're thinking about being aligned with your frequency, it feels like harmony. You know, you hear two different sounds and it feels like they, you know, they just sound good together versus something that feels like completely dissonant with you. And I think that a distortion is what creates dissonance between you having something and wanting something. And if what you want feels way too big for you, then you're going to create lots of distortions on the way to that thing, meaning you're not going to create alignment. There's not going to be harmony. There's not going to be unity. Mm-hmm. And it's going to feel bigger than you. So we have to normalize it. You know, we have mm-hmm. to neutralize it so that we start to get our nervous system on board with the reality of growing and of maybe feeling something that we've never felt before. And that mm-hmm. feels dangerous to a lot of people, mm-hmm. especially spiritual women who are like, we're so in the ethers a lot of the time. We're in the creative energy. You know, we're so aware of our ability to co-create what we want. But sometimes we're like, oh my God, are we that powerful that we can actually create that? And that's a weird thing to get up against. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a weird edge. It's uncomfortable. And in order to move through that, I think there's just this like softening the edges of the unknown and knowing that you're going to receive what you're ready for. Mm-hmm. And no one's ever going to be fully ready. We have to be willing to receive something that we've been asking for and not project worst case scenario on it, not project doubt. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a goal of receiving like a $50,000 month. Mm-hmm. And I've been in and out of $50,000 months in my business. And I want to be very transparent about that. It's like, while there is an exponential growth over time, there is a freaking up and down, you mm-hmm. know, and that's okay mm-hmm. because we're calibrating to that next level and we're normalizing it for our body to hold it. Mm-hmm. So if you're in it, you feel it, it's a little bit intimidating. You might be like, okay, well, okay, let me go at it again. Mm-hmm. Is that yeah. resonate with you?
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember when I hit like my first, like really high income month, and it was the first time, it was 26,000 US I hit for the month. And before that, I think my top month was like 14 or something like that. So yeah, it was like, it was a huge jump. And then I remember being like, okay, this has to be my new normal. Otherwise I did something wrong. And then the next month yeah. I was like maybe at 15, and 15 was still amazing. It was like better than I'd been doing, but it yeah. was like, I was working through so much energetically of like, what does this mean? Blah, 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 you know? Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, it's just this realization of, yeah, that it, like, exactly like what you said, it's like, we're calibrating, we're allowed to taste it, we're allowed to experience it. But in hindsight, it's just so funny, because I think it was such a big jump, it almost scared me. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's happened to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of people talk about that too much, but it is a higher vibration. And I think it's like, I mean, I'm interested in hearing what you thought or what mm-hmm. that fear kind of manifested as for it, what it manifested as for you.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was like, okay, I did it. And the projection of what if I can't hold it anymore was just this mirror to me of like, where can I love myself through inconsistency, mm-hmm. through the ups and through the downs, you know? And we've all heard before, like, it's not how you navigate the ups that determines your success. It's how you navigate the downs. It's how you navigate the moments where you're like, wow, am I wrong for a lower month? No, not at all, no, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's as the feminine quote leadership, you know, that sort of the tool of understanding yourself as a feminine energy, I think that creates the portal or like the window into understanding and knowing ourselves in this massive love and massive compassion for wherever we are, no matter how much money we're making, no matter what the accomplishments are, mm-hmm. we can hold something and feel it and always have the choice of, is this what I want or mm-hmm. not? And money ends up becoming like, as you make more and more in your business, money ends up becoming less like thrilling almost the more you feel that it, the more you, how do I want to say this? It's like the more you realize it's the journey of who you're becoming in order to hold that amount of money that matters more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so holding big amounts of money feels a little bit like, this is amazing, but you can shift into more of like, at this point, my goal is harmony, unity, balance, inner peace, you know? And if I can't hit a goal, if I can't hit a goal and if I'm sacrificing those parts of myself, like I don't want to hold it. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of different because yeah. we're in this phase of like higher income months, go, 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 go. And you can grow and be really, really mindful mm-hmm. of, are you all in harmony with all parts of you, mm-hmm. you know? And not leaving your parts behind and sacrificing yourself and, you know, kind of leaving fragments of your soul strewn about in this way of like running to this goal that's going to put, you know, apparently or maybe make you feel more complete. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that because, that's like the thing is like, for me, I think after that goal is I went into super analysis. I'm like, oh, what did I do to do it? And how do I duplicate that versus mm-hmm. like, you know, just like, what I did when I look back in hindsight is I was just like, so in just the energy, I wasn't in expectation of it or anything. Right. And I had this like, client that I just finished working with for 3 months. And it was so interesting. Cause when she came to me as well, she was saying like, oh, you know, like I have like lowest 7K and I want more consistent 10K months, but I only hit 10K when I really hustle my way there. Mm. And I was like, this is going to be fun. That's like my favorite is releasing that, you know? And then, it was so funny because we worked on exactly the opposite of what she really thought she needed, which was, you know, the strategy of making it easier or whatever. Like, she was open to it all, of course, which is why it was able to happen. But then she starts like playing a little bit more with how can she have a little bit more fun? How she can she focus on the feeling? How, when she gets really stressed out, can she, rather than taking action in that moment, do something to relieve that pressure? You know, like these like different kind of like perspectives. It's almost like doing what feels counterintuitive at the time. And then suddenly she's like, oh, I just hit 15,000 for the month. Oh, I just hit 16,000 for this next month, you know, and I'm just like sitting there with the biggest smile on my face ever, because I'm like, this is so it, you know, like this is it, this is it, this is it. Because that was like more, that was like, it, she didn't only make the money, but she made it in a way that felt so much better. And that's so much cooler.
It matters so much more, right? It's so much cooler. Yeah. The ease and the pleasure and the flow, like those are all super core parts of my business. And when we listen to that, you know, I love how you were saying, like, when we, when it doesn't work out, or how it did happen, ends up creating this analytical space in our mind where we just, oh, we're gonna drop, or excuse me, not drop, but like move out of the heart and out of the body and into the mind, because we just did something different and we have to make sense of it versus just continuing to flow with growth. And I think it's definitely a shift. And I notice my clients doing this pretty consistently, and I think we all do it, but it's just a reminder of, as soon as you get into your analytical, let's make sense of this, you end up cutting off from, you know, the magic of the universe, like the potential of the universe to meet you at your next level, because you don't have to know how, you don't have to figure it out. Embodying the safety and the normalization around a 50K month, for example, you got to clear out all of those stories in the way of you actually having that. Like, we both know that our natural innate state is abundance. Like, it's just who we are. So if that's who we are, then we've got to like put layers and layers of excuses and projections and distortions on top of that natural innate part of us. So it's not about becoming more abundant. It's about unlayering all of the things in the way of you actually returning to that inner truth. And I found that a lot of the time that comes from the mental space. The heart already knows you're abundant. The belly already knows you're abundant. You know, your body, when you're in that space and you're breathing and you're feeling really good about where you are, the trajectory of growth is pretty organic. Like, it's natural. You're just, you're going to keep going if you believe and trust and feel safe and ready. And then when you're in your mind, you're going to, you're just going to project all of these what if scenarios, and you're going to make conditions around how that happened or how it didn't happen. And then you're going to project that as real onto the next thing when it's made up.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think that's like, cause when we're really in that space where we're kind of like, and I mean, it all comes with both. Do you know what I mean? Like, it comes with still action through it, but it's like the action that we take when we're in our mind versus in our spirit or a soul alignment or whatever is like completely different. And one is like, it creates a magnetism. So it's almost not so much that you have to go get it. It's more that you're in the space to receive it. And then the, when we get into our mind, it's almost like we're chasing it. We're trying to figure out where it is. We're like, you know, using the map and being like, it must be here. Let's go get it, you know, get your tools. And there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with using our mind, but it's like using our mind in the right way. You know what I mean? Like, using our mind to be logical about understanding that that is just a fear-based projection. That is not something that needs to hold us back right now.
And learning how to self navigate that and self coach through that. I think, you know, people are like, okay, well, how do you do this? How do you normalize that thing? How do you not project the mind's, you know, worst case scenarios on something? It's like, let's say if you have a goal of a $50,000 month, for example, and you project that it's going to be way too much and you won't be able to handle it and you're going to drop the ball, this is where you have to kind of seek evidence to soothe the mind of like, well, where else have I dropped the ball in my life? And how did that make me feel? And did I shame myself for that? Am I still holding resentment against myself for when I actually did that? And is that still a problem then? Of course, you're going to project it on this big goal that means a lot to you. So you know, reparenting has been a big topic of conversation lately of like, well, I'm going to walk myself through that. So if I drop the ball, I still love myself. Mm-hmm. $50,000 is going to feel amazing. It's going to feel easy and light and playful, and I can handle whatever is on my plate. And if for some reason I mess up, like, I'll keep moving forward. I'll still learn from that. I'll love myself through any lessons that show up for me. And I'm willing to find out what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I ultimately, if I love myself that much, I'm safe in receiving something that I've never received before.
Mm.
But you're going to have to seek evidence for where maybe you're still holding a grudge against yourself for not being able to hold what you want. Or, you know, maybe you've received what you've asked for before and you've like sabotaged it.
Mm-hmm.
And are you equipped with learning how to navigate through that and be okay with it? You know, because then that's the neutralization of having what you want. Because
mm-hmm.
now you've like eliminated any of the distortions in the way of you actually receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Because no big deal. I think that exactly. the ultimate energy is like, of course,
yeah,
no big deal. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's try.
Not like it's hard. You know, like Elwood.
Not like it's hard.
Yeah.
I roll.
Yeah. That is it. And I think that's like, and I feel this like theme coming through. Like I didn't realize until the start of this year when I was kind of like reflecting on my past year and stuff. I feel like compassion is one of the most powerful traits that I've learned to really step into and really utilize as much as possible. It's like one, compassion for yourself when things don't go quote unquote your way and when you have a human moment, because it is completely ridiculous to think that you're not going to have a human moment when you're having a human experience. Like we all have moments where we step back or feels like we're stepping back or we have an emotional outburst that we know we shouldn't have had and blah, blah, yeah. blah. But it's like being able to just love ourselves in that moment and ask ourselves, like, what do I need in this moment? Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
You know, and then equally having compassion for the people in our world as well, like having compassion for and not like a babying compassion, but just like an internal sense of like understanding that when someone isn't ready to invest, it's not because they're not ready to, they don't want their next level desire. It's just like, that's just where they are. You know, when someone sends us a hate message, it's like the compassion for what triggered them to say that and not making it like mean these things. And I feel like that's like so incredibly powerful as an entrepreneur to have a strong sense of compassion.
It's so necessary. Yeah, it's so necessary. And compassion is just, it's like lube. it's like, let's make this really slippery and easy. And like for everyone involved, let's just make this easier on ourselves, mm-hmm. you know? And it's almost harder to move into a space of like, I mean, judgment feels edgy. It feels really sharp. It, you know,
mm-hmm.
everyone involved in a circumstance like that, especially, you know, if someone's not willing to invest or isn't ready to invest, the whole tricking someone into like the scarcity mentality, it just feels so weird in your belly, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, we gotta give each other the space and the compassion to trust what we know
mm-hmm.
and to trust what is best for ourselves. And I do think that people need a little bit of kick in the booty sometimes and, mm-hmm. and some, you know, tough love, but compassion is, it just goes so far. And I know that's kind of like cheesy to talk about me compassion or something, but it feels like a really big pillar in being an entrepreneur and knowing that if you can embody that, and not take things personally, but also mm-hmm. clean up your side of the street at the same time, it's going to take you a lot farther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then that's like, then that next layer is just like, yeah, that, I always ask myself, like, because for me, I truly, truly believe that success is inevitable for us because, like you say, it's like that's our internal, that's who we are. It's our birthright. It's who we are underneath it all is this abundance and this inevitability of the things we desire and desire. All that really is our soul being like, by the way, you can do this if you want, right?
Yeah.
It's meant for us. That's why we desire it. And so it's like the question is if it's inevitable anyway, like if it's meant for you anyway, if you are literally designed to experience this in your lifetime, then how do you want to experience it? Like, how do you want to get there? You know,
yeah.
and sometimes that's a question that can really bring you back because it does come back to this sense where sometimes we lose track of really our internal compass because of the conditioning around what it means to be successful and what you think you need to do and what this person is doing and falling into comparison and everything. But it's like at any moment we can pull ourselves back and we're like, well, how would I rather experience this? And I know that's come in like to play so many times, like when I've had to have hard conversations, when, you know, I've had to deal with things that I don't want to deal with. It's like, how do I want to experience this? Like, who do I want to look back on and be like, I'm proud that I handled it that way, you know? And then, yeah, the same goes for our own goals and our own judgment on ourselves when it comes to growth.
Exactly. Yeah. Walking yourself through it as you're a really trustworthy friend. Like you are the first person to turn to, you know, and I've worked with a lot of mentors in the last few years, and like, you know, Melanie being one of the first and longest mentors I've worked with ever. And she really did teach me to trust my inner voice first, you know? But I think there's this part where we kind of have to like leap off the edge and do something that really invites us to be our own mentor first and walk ourselves through hard conversations, walk ourselves through letting go of clients, you know, the transitional phase of someone, you know, moving away and working with someone else, or like our heart is so deeply in this work. It's different from like most other industries.
Yeah.
It's quite a unique form of work, you know? And it's just because we're so invested from the heart in it means when things shift or, you know, disintegrate and dissolve in order for something better, more aligned to come along, like we need to be able to self-soothe and feel safe and secure in who we are and not go off on crazy tangents and stories of like, well, she's better, or she's making more money, or she's, you know, she knows something that I don't know, or all of these kinds of projections that are just, you know, we can extend ourselves outside of ourselves, like you said you'd done before, or we can like reach in and just hold ourselves even more with more safety as we go. But yeah, it's an intense.
Career,
and obviously so rewarding, but
yeah. And I think that's like what's so important to note about that as well, is like those fears are probably still going to be there and you're probably still going to feel the pain of those fears. But what you said, it's like that self-soothing, it's being able to go internal and like self-coach ourselves through that and know that that's not really what it means. Because if it's really true, we live in an abundant universe and that we're abundant at our core, that means that it's happening for us, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, and just asking yourself that kind of question in a really blunt, direct way of like, what do I want to believe about this?
Yeah.
And what are the little fear monsters that are coming out and, you know, wreaking havoc on my mind and my heart? But what do I want to feel about this? How do I genuinely feel? How do I want to shift this? You know, that same question of like, how do I want to look back on this and remember it? And, like as your business shifts and as it adapts and being able to hold more energy and navigating the ups and downs and, you know, detaching your self-worth from how much money you're making, those are really deep, like soul voyages. I really do feel like it's a soul voyage, and people who are in it for the long run are going to like, they're going to have to learn those tools and those resources quickly to get support when you need it. Whether, you know, that's a coach or a therapist or a best friend who's got your back and knows your vision, business besties, like whatever it is, I think that especially as entrepreneurs, we're like perfectionists and we're leaders. So it's easy to isolate when instead, you know, what's really necessary for your growth is to trust yourself, coach yourself, and make sure that you're really, really supported on the path of growing and the path of like holding more money and making your, you know, making your way towards like higher levels of just leadership and growth. I think it's a really, really important part of all of this. But
exactly. And I think it's like a big thing that I've noticed in my life as well is like, sometimes things feel really, really aligned for a time and then we have to let them go as well. And I think that's like one of the, to me personally, it's been one of the scariest things that I've experienced is like these things that felt so right for so long and then you let them go. And it's just like, it's the scariest thing ever.
Scary.
But it's like, it's just like that trust of that. I don't know. We're talking a lot about this deeper alignment stuff, but I think that's like, that's so the magic. And, there was something, damn it. Where did it go? Come back. It was about this, this like trusting when,
you're being redirected to like something better. Yeah.
whatever. It's not there right now, but it might pop back. But such an important conversation to be had, because that power, I think, really is within us so much. This this what we can lead ourselves through, and it's when we can really, really, really lead ourselves that we are truly able to experience that next level, in my experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really love that little point that you know, well, it's a big point of, you know, when something falls away, you know, and you're being kind of redirected and realigned, that the work of observing yourself through those moments, I feel, is so rewarding in the long run. Mm-hmm. Because when you notice your habits or your, you know, the notions that come up when something is taken away from you, mm-hmm. it's not, you know, it's just redirection. And if you're staying really true to your vibration, if you're staying aligned, if you're getting clear on what you want, and if you're saying no to what you don't want, you know, you're in that space of not settling. So it might look like you're being redirected in a way that feels quite disruptive, but it's just things falling away that mm-hmm. that don't serve not just you, but lately I've been asking the question, like, does this serve me? Does this serve the greater good? And does mm-hmm. this serve the universal, you know, collective? Mm-hmm. And making sure I'm kind of looking at things in that way where even if it inconveniences me, it's still obviously working out for the greater good, because I'm not God. I cannot manipulate and control at that level. And we have to trust that when something falls away, and as painful as it is, self-soothe and trust that something even better is on that other side mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really empowering for women to declare what is on the other side and what do I want to feel mm-hmm. after this, mm-hmm. you know, instead of wallowing in there's a time and place, obviously, for grief and being being kind of sad or in the process of letting go of something. But it's so much easier to climb out of that when we're okay, well, on the other side of this is a breakthrough, and it's an up level, and it's more money, and it's more love. And
yeah. You know,
yes, that's what I'm claiming.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love that. And what you said is what is going on with my brain? it might inconvenience me in this moment, but that's the thing, is that's what it feels like, but that's not the truth of the scenario. As long as we don't buy into that story, because if we're this is so inconvenient and now this mm-hmm. is bad, then that's what we then pivot into. But if we understand yes, it feels uncomfortable, yes, and you know, but what's the greater good, what's on the other side of this for me, then that's what we're aligned with, right? We're always aligned with something. Yes. And we really direct our energy through our self-talk and through the questions we ask ourselves and how we hold space for ourselves. So
beautiful. Yes. Inconvenience. Yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah. I know.
So inconvenient. I love how you quoted Legally Blonde in this episode. But hard.
I know. It's one of my favorite things.
Me too. She's an idol for sure. Yeah. Iconic.
So iconic. Okay. So I'm just curious, I don't know, how far down the rabbit hole of this we want to go, but I was just, as we were talking, I was really interested to hear your description of what you mean by feminine energy. Because I know that it's a word that's used a lot, and everyone probably has their own kind of take on how they apply it and how they utilize it and all that kind of thing. But what does it really mean to you to be in feminine leadership and, operating from your feminine in your business?
Yeah, really good question. Of course. So the feminine in general, this is just a lens, and I think it's important to not determine it as truth. There's so many different variations of truth, which is an interesting conversation. Yeah. But feminine energy is the energy that is creative, mm-hmm. you know, life generating mm-hmm. and receptive. In the energy mm-hmm. of surrender, she's community oriented. Obviously, this is not gender based. Feminine energy is less energetic, and we all have it. But you know, the part of us that seeks to communicate, to verbalize, to express, you know, the energy also of the moon, right? Cyclical, rhythmic, all of these parts of ourselves that mm-hmm. we can learn from. Whereas the masculine is much more solar oriented, the 24-hour cycle, productive. Mm-hmm. You know, the energy of both, you know, the shadow masculine, the shadow feminine, and then the empowered masculine and the empowered feminine, there's kind of the four quadrants that we can address. But yeah, the masculine is much more of like the logical, the thinking mind, the you know, the brain, whereas the feminine is more like the feeling, the sensation, and the intuition. So, you know, just generally speaking, that's kind of how we identify both. But being in tune with your femininity as a leader means we kind of embody our way to enlightenment, to awakening, to ascension, to truth, to knowing ourselves more. Like, we're not in a space of like, oh, I need to make money so that I can live well and that I can generate, you know, like a life for generations to come. It's much more, I know that by me being abundant, I literally serve everyone. And we're all connected. And I think that the feminine leadership principle is like, my abundance inspires her abundance, inspires her abundance, inspires her abundance. And that is meaning like we're all moving forward and higher together. And yeah, that's kind of the basis of it, I would say. It's, we could dive deeper for sure.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, okay, come back for another episode because you're right. There's so many cool things we could talk about. Yeah. But it is like, also while you're speaking, it's like, and knowing you, because I obviously like follow your work and everything, but it's like, how you show up for that, I think is really awesome, because it's like, for you, it's not just like showing up to your business and doing the work, but it's just like, how can I first be in an energetic space where I'm fully taken care of? You know, how can I tap into, things like pleasure and creativity and orgasmic manifestation and all of these really cool concepts, which by the way, Aislinn has a program called Orgasmic Manifestation. I did it in 2018.
Yeah, I did it
a long time ago, and it was so good. So if she ever brings it back, you know, keep an eye out.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, get ready.
But yeah, so that like that whole side of it, I think is like so cool, because it's there are these tools that we have within us all the time that we can utilize, and it's that. For me, it's also that balance of like the masculine energy still has a role to play. I just find that in business, usually the masculine components of it come out more naturally, not all the time. Like, you know, some people have it imbalanced the other way, but it's like business generally tends to be a more masculine energy, but then being able to really like embody our feminine through it, it's suddenly that's where magnetization comes from. That's where quantum leaps come from.
Yes, exactly. Like if you see the universe, source, God, etc., as the masculine, and he simply just wants to witness you in your most turned on expressed experience as a human, you know, we're here embodied to feel, to see, to taste, to hear. Like we're here to just try on all of these kinds of different expressions and learn from them. And I think when we're in that space of being turned on, of being lit up, of just living in a space of joy and like not shaming the contrasting emotions, you know, of sadness and grief and, you know, turmoil, but honoring that whole, the whole spectrum of the emotional experience and being in the feminine energy, like you get to lean back and know that you are supported by something much greater than you. And when you can be in that space of magnetism through doing what lights you up, and saying yes to what you really mean by saying yes to, or how do I want to say this? Like saying yes to what you really mean you want to say yes to, and saying no to what you really mean like you want to say no to, and not living in a state of maybe, kind of, sort of. That is what I feel like feminine energy is. It's like leaning back and being so decided and clear and crisp in what lights you up, and knowing that and being able to communicate that with yourself and the universe, then the masculine energy of the universe is like, oh, let's bring her all of the gifts and serve her and make her, you know, let's turn her on, you know.
Now we know how, you know.
And that's quite an ethereal, like ambiguous philosophy. But it does, in my experience, and I know in your experience too, it's just been like, when you really honor where you're at and when you're clear on what you want and you say no to everything else, things do have a way of working out.
Oh yeah.
For your benefit, you know, in ways that are even more magical than you could have ever mm-hmm. ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening who are like, oh my gosh, this topic is really good. Like, we talked more about this, like, kind of pleasure energy and like tapping into that and how that all works in episode 14. So we'd be scrolling for a while, but you'll find it. And I'm sure, like, as well, like, Aislinn talks about this types of stuff all the time on her social media as well. So do you want to share how people can get connected with you so they can be more in this conversation and continue this conversation by following you?
Yeah, totally. So you can follow me on Instagram at Abundance Witch. It's one word. And then you mm-hmm. can obviously follow me on on Facebook at Aislinn Walton. Those are my two main platforms. I am on stories a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, this whole conversation of like the feminine energy, the masculine energy, and then the orgasmic energy, the pleasure, like the zero point, the nothingness where anything and everything can be created from. I'm pretty sure we talked about that on episode 14.
We did. Yeah, we touched on it. Like, we didn't go super, super deep on all of it, but we definitely talked about it on that episode.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's scroll on back.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. It's been so much fun talking to you again and like talking about this concept of being able to really hold more in our lives and create more for ourselves and just being that leader for ourselves, which is like, it's everything. Like, it really is.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so definitely check out Aislinn. Make sure you screenshot this episode as well if you've enjoyed it. Upload it onto your stories and tag me at Myla Hug and Aislinn at Abundance Witch. And feel free to DM either of us or reach out in whatever way, because I know we love hearing from you and so appreciate connecting with you on this platform. So thank you so much to the listeners. Thank you, Aislinn.
Thank you, Viola. I love you. This was so fun.
Yes, love you too. And we'll see you all next week.